Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fourth Sheet First. Today's topic hits close to home, folks. We're diving into something that can be a real game changer in your life. Fostering self-compassion and empathy towards yourself. You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or just plain mess things up? Ever feel like you get hit with this wave of harsh self-criticism? Well, let me tell you, that inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But here is the thing. What if instead of berating yourself, you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a friend going through the same thing? That's the power of self-compassion, turning the volume down on that inner critic and turning up the love for ourselves. It's not about being weak or letting things slide, it's about recognizing our humanity, embracing our imperfections, and learning from our experiences without tearing ourselves down in the process. So, what does this actually look like? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get started. First, recognize your humanness. We all mess up. It's part of being alive. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, has setbacks, and faces challenges. You are not defined by your imperfections. They are simply opportunities for growth. Think about it like this: if a friend tripped and fell, would you yell at them? No way. You'd probably offer a helping hand and a reassuring word. Treat yourself with that same compassion. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the words you use when you're down on yourself. Are they harsh, critical, and judgmental? Swap those negative thoughts for kinder, more supportive ones. Instead of "I'm such an idiot for messing this up, try this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." Third, focus on your values. When you feel overwhelmed or criticized, remember what truly matters to you. What are your core values? Kindness, integrity, creativity. Connect with those values and let them guide your actions and thoughts. This helps you stay grounded and focused on what's important, even when things get tough. Fourth, engage in self-care. Taking care of yourself physically and emotionally is crucial for building self-compassion. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, spend time in nature, and do activities that bring you joy. Remember, you deserve to feel good about yourself. Finally, be patient with yourself. Developing self-compassion takes time and practice. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, celebrate small victories, and don't get discouraged by setbacks. It's a journey, not a destination. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Picture this. You're at work, presenting a project you poured your heart into. Suddenly, you stumble over your words, trip on a phrase, and feel your confidence crumble. That inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. But what if instead of letting those doubts take over, you pause for a moment and said to yourself, "Hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. I'm learning and growing with each experience." You could even add, "I've got this." Now, you're approaching the situation with self-compassion, acknowledging the misstep but choosing to move forward with resilience and grace. See how powerful that shift can be? It's about changing your perspective, embracing your humanity, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize your humanness, practice mindful self-talk, focus on your values, engage in self-care, and be patient with yourself. This journey of self-compassion is about cultivating a loving and accepting relationship with yourself. It's not about being perfect, it's about embracing your imperfections and learning to grow from them. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now, go out there and be kind to yourselves. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.